And joining us now is Mark Hansen, and glad to have you here. You're with the Air Care Alliance and part of the public benefit flying that we are saluting here at AirVention 2023.
We are, and thanks so much for having me.
Yes, tell us a little bit about your background in aviation and how you got here.
How I got here, yeah. I started flying in 2010 during the recession when I was bored automatically got hooked up with volunteer flying. And since then, I've done about 400 missions for a variety of organizations and joined Air Care Alliance about 2 years ago to start promoting general charitable aviation nationally.
Excellent, excellent. So tell us a little bit about the Air Care Alliance.
Air Care Alliance is a member organization. We represent about 80 different regional public benefit flying organizations. Angel Flight West is a member, Angel Flight East is a member, Lifeline Pilots up here in the central U.S. is a member, and Patient Airlift Services is another example. Also Pilots and Paws that fly animals, conservation organizations like Lighthawk.
Yeah. So, and that's one of the things we, I guess, me being out of a general aviation background, I knew about Angel Flight and just recently, you know, Pilots and Paws and those kind of things. But there's a lot of organizations doing a lot of good things.
There are. There's Veterans Airlift Command that just focuses on veterans transportation. And those are very, I mean, there's an organization, Travis Mills Foundation in Maine, that just does wonderful things. But the veterans have to get there.
Right.
And they come from as far away as Atlanta and go to Portland or Augusta, Maine. So those are, you know, and they typically don't do well flying in commercial aviation.
Sure.
So, yeah, many, many good examples of ways to give back. It doesn't matter whether you have a RANS, a van, a 152, or, you know, a Gulfstream.
Sure.
You know, anything can help, and do one flight every other year, and you'll get hooked. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
Sure. What are some of the flights that you've participated in?
I belong as a pilot, volunteer pilot, to several organizations, and it's very, very easy, again, to get hooked. I flew a little girl on 1 day's notice that was going for her 8th open heart surgery, and she was only 7 months old. And her parents were driving 8 hours each way to get to this care in Boston Children's.
Okay.
So flew the mission, and I've flown her just about every year and multiple times a year since then. And now she's age 6.
Okay.
So you develop these, you know, interesting relationships with your passengers. The same thing with burn patients. I'm not sure if everyone understands Shriners is a national organization. They have 22 locations, and they do mostly children, burn patients, and orthopedics. Both of those classes of patients need to get back on a regular basis. Particularly burn patients, the scar tissue doesn't grow with as they grow. So you get great relationships with these patients, and you just can't complain about anything personally ever again in life. I mean,
right.
what these people are enduring, and even the conservation projects as well.
Sure. You just mentioned this one with the little girl with the heart surgery. Any other missions that just kind of stand out in your mind? I'm sure there are probably many.
There's 400 of them. But and some people have done more, and some people have just done, you know, 20 in 10 years. It doesn't really matter. I had a young guy that there's another organization above the clouds I fly for. That's a regional one in Boston, and it's a surprise flight for a disadvantaged youth.
Okay.
And this was a 17-year-old that had a heart condition. I had missed 5 of our surprise events for him. So he got out of the hospital, and the next day we were going to take him flying. They said he never would smile because he was always in pain and discomfort. Put the GoPros in the plane. Got him off constant smile for half an hour. You know, we let him fly the airplane, land, give him a bomber jacket with his name on it, but constant smiles.
Yeah.
So that's the transformation that I don't know how you measure. I mean, it's just one of those events that will stick with you forever.
Oh, awesome. If pilots are here, how do you discover these organizations and how do you get involved?
It's great. So on Saturday, again, EA has been nice, and we have Public Benefit Flying Day for the first time ever. We'll have a static display in Boeing Plaza with 3 airplanes. Please come and see us. We'll give you information. Air Care Alliance has a website and a directory of all the organizations in the U.S. So you can put in your state, and it will give you a listing of who's in your particular area that you can volunteer for, conservation, medical, compassion, any number of solutions. If you need to request a flight, and that's really probably our biggest job right now, is raising awareness about this. You can go on the website, request a flight, and it will be automatically forwarded to the right regional organization.
Okay.
If you're a pilot and you want to volunteer, you can also go to the aircarealliance.org website, fill out a pilot application. It will automatically be forwarded to all the organizations in your area, and watch out, your phone will start ringing. So,
excellent. Mark Hansen is from the Air Care Alliance. So thinking about this, I'm volunteering, but I'm only a private pilot.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
typically it ranges from private pilot all the way up to ATP.
Right.
Most common is private or instrument. Minimum hours typically are 250, which you can get pretty quickly.
Yes.
But nothing more than that.
Okay.
Some of the conservation ones have no requirements. You just have to sign up and you'll take someone flying doing surveys of rivers, for example.
Okay. Checkout or
you just have to prove currency, prove that you have insurance. There's AOPA has a course, online course, that most of the organizations that are flying people require you to take.
Right.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
And then some of the organizations require an annual confirmation of currency, and that's typically 50 hours a year.
Yeah. With the conservation groups that are flying, again, that's an aspect that I didn't realize was so prevalent. But what are those organizations? What are they doing?
South Wings, Lighthawk, they'll go out and they'll do fly people doing river surveys. They'll look for polluters. They'll do wildlife counts.
Okay.
They'll transport wolves that need to go from one location to repopulate in another location. They'll do zoo animal relocations, things like that. So, again, a lot of very fun things that you may never think about needing to do that need general aviation support.
Excellent, excellent. With the organization, and did you mention how many pilots approximately are involved?
You know, right now, our numbers last year, we did about 40,000 flights across all the organizations.
Okay.
But if there's another statistic that's kind of staggering, just for medical, that about 30 million Americans in the U.S. live more than 200 miles away from the type of care they need for their particular type of illness. And they're driving. They're driving to get there. So that can be 3, 8, 6 hours to get there. And we can do those flights in less than an hour, typically in a general aviation plan. Plane.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that it is a need that's there, and you're really working to fill that with volunteer pilots. And again, you've made the entry pretty easy. I mean, it's pretty good requirements. Obviously, you have to have some free time to be able to do it. How do you juggle schedules and things with the pilots?
Yeah, and that's a good question. So all these organizations have different types of software, but it all sort of does the same thing. It lists available flights. And on each flight, it lists the type of flight, if it's medical, the medical condition, the from-to airport, the desired date, the desired time of day. Those can sometimes be flexible. But every day, I, as a pilot, will go on and just look across different websites to see what's available, and I'll pick something one day out.
Okay.
There's also a begging process. It's kind of funny. So if a pilot comes off unexpectedly or someone calls the day before they have a need, the begging process can be a text, can be a phone call, can be 10 emails. And each organization has one of these processes, and they have a list of favorite pilots, and they'll start dialing to get people going. But otherwise, you may get an email once or twice a week with a list of all the missions, or you just go to a website.
Wow. How many organizations have you listed as one of their favorites?
I'm not sure I should say that, but probably 4 or 5.
Okay.
I have a unique plane that can do longer distances, so I have a small jet, but I also fly SR-22s.
Okay.
And I've flown DA-40s, DA-62s, I mean, all kinds of different airplanes. Any airplane can do these events, and it's great for anyone, again, to do it, because once you do it, you just have a new why you should fly.
Yes.
And having that excuse to fly is great. So,
again, where are you located here on the field if someone wants to talk face-to-face?
Right now, you pretty much have to see us on Saturday. We don't have a static booth.
Okay.
Next year, we'll have a static booth.
Good.
And you just go to the website, and you can look us up and email or call me. I'm here all week.
Okay.
I'm meeting people at different events. Today at 2:30, we're giving in Stage 11 a talk on volunteer flying.
Okay.
And anyone interested can meet me there.
All right. And again, that's Form Stage 11?
11, yep.
At what time?
2:30.
2:30 at Stage 11. All right. Everybody got it? Good. Be there.
Thanks.
go see Mark and find out more about the Air Care Alliance. Any final thoughts or words of wisdom that you would impart to a pilot who's maybe on the fence about getting involved?
There's no reason not to do it. We're all welcome. There's a bigger need than you realize. And again, it gives you a really solid why to fly. So welcome seeing you.
All right. Mark Hansen from the Air Care Alliance. Mark, appreciate it, and good luck with the Saturday events, and we'll look forward to seeing a bigger presence here next year as well.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Mark. This is EIA Radio.